From NPR News in Los Angeles, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. In the news today, it's the second anniversary of the day Enron filed for bankruptcy. Later today on All Things Considered, a look at whether the head of the company will ever be indicted. Andy Warhol famously predicted that someday everyone would get their 15 minutes of fame. But how do you start? One place is a seminar on getting your name into the gossip columns, and nowhere are people more interested in that than in New York City, which basically invented the gossip column and is undergoing an old-fashioned gossip war at the moment. Here to give us the inside story is our very own Countess of Culture, Jessica Siegel.
That's right, Madeline. There is an old-style gossip war going on in this city. The Daily News, kind of giving the recent opening salvo, hired Lloyd Grove from the Washington Post, who's bringing a kind of genteel beltway sense to his new gossip column. You have the New York Times is actually in the game with Joyce Wadler and her boldface names. And Liz Smith is taking swats at Joyce Wadler. So these folks are really fighting against each other. Of course, the leader is Page Six of the New York Post.
The granddaddy of the gossip columns.
It is the granddaddy. It's the first one. So I was very intrigued when I heard that a Page Six reporter was holding a class at the Learning Annex in Manhattan, and here's how he started.
I'm Ian Spiegelman. I'm a reporter at the Post's Page Six, which is supposedly the premier gossip column in the country, and I believe that, and even our competition believes that, and if they don't, they're wrong.
Wow, that is attitude.
That is the ego of Page Six, part of what makes it so fun to read. Page Six really does kind of set the celebrity gossip agenda for the whole entire country. That's because the media elite, lots of journalists, Hollywood, they all read it, and they use it as a kind of tip sheet. So you'll see these stories kind of jump off of Page Six and then get a life of their own in the larger media. And that's the word from media expert Sally Stewart, author of Media Training 101, which is a step-by-step guide to getting publicity for absolutely anyone.
Oh, in the celebrity gossip world, Jessica, Page Six is the pinnacle. There's a lot of competition to get into Page Six in a positive way. Of course, when Page Six does a negative story about celebrities, celebrities are the first to complain about it.
And Madeline, at the seminar, I have to tell you, Ian Spiegelman did not mince words on how the Page Six team works.
The Post, we have this kind of attitude and also, more importantly, a reputation where if you screw with us, if we can make things bad for you, we're going to make things bad for you. And in that vein, Page Six is the main kind of attack arm of the New York Post.
Ouch. I don't want to be at the end of that arm.
I would neither. Part of that arm is also about politics, old-fashioned party politics. And the New York Post is a Republican paper owned by who?
Rupert Murdoch.
Rupert Murdoch.
It's all coming together.
For example, one item that went from Page Six to the rest of the entire mainstream media and the floor of the Senate is Page Six coined the term portly pepper pot for Monica Lewinsky during that whole scandal. Now, I actually went back and counted. The New York Post, Page Six, used that term 26 times. Before it then jumped into the mainstream media. Washington Post, Village Voice, New York Times, you saw it everywhere. So that's an example of them using their political agenda to really have an influence on how people were viewing the scandal.
Portly pepper pot, that sounds so old-fashioned.
It is old-fashioned, and it goes back to the days of the greatest gossip columnist of them all, Walter Winchell, who used that kind of strategy, and Ian talks about in his seminar how Page Six today really makes the most of it.
We all respect, each of us at this page or at any page, that the different people who go into writing the page have their different people they deal with and have to, like, protect. And they also have their different wars that they have to kind of, like, persecute. It's a lot like being in a mafia family.
It's kind of scary.
I'm sure no one wants to offend the mafia.
No one does want to offend the mafia, and that's why people don't want to offend Page Six. So even saying that that's how they operate is also part of the strategy because it intimidates people.
Okay, so you attend the seminar and you find out what's the secret for getting on Page Six.
Okay, you ready?
Mm-hmm. I'm ready.
Surefire ways. Here we go. Ian is going to tell us all about them.
You have to have a connection with a famous person in some way, shape, or form. I mean, there's just no other way at all.
Madeline, that's it. There's no other way. You have to know a famous person.
So what are we to do? Why do we care?
People have said that gossip is actually the new pornography. It's a burgeoning business, just like pornography. I just read in this month's Paper magazine an article by David Hershkovitz. He coined that. He says gossip is the new pornography. Now, he says it's because it's a guilty pleasure. What do these two things really have in common? You consume it, and you imagine yourself having a relationship with a famous person, or in the case of pornography, a beautiful woman you don't know, and you sort of project yourself into that image. Let's look at the bright side of gossip. Gossip is also a national language that everyone in this country shares. You can go anywhere in this country, you sit in an airport, and you can gossip about gossip. But you know what that is? Media criticism.
I'm glad you've dignified it for us. Thank you.
You're welcome, Madeline. It is always a pleasure to be here.
Day-to-Day's Countess of Culture, Jessica Siegel.